KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 20 degrees in Atlantic after an overnight low of 19. We look forward to be sunny today with a high of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. An accident early Saturday morning in northwest Missouri claimed the lives of three people, including a current student at and an alum of Southwestern Community College in Creston. The Missouri State Patrol says the crash occurred at around 2:15 a.m. Saturday, about 1/2 mile east of Hopkins. Officials say a pickup driven by 22-year-old Scott R. Woods of Hopkins ran off the road, overturned, and caught fire. Woods refused treatment at the scene. Three passengers in the vehicle were killed. Two passengers suffered serious injuries, while another had only minor injuries. None of the seven people in the pickup were wearing their seatbelts. Those who died in the crash were identified as 21-year-old Joshua Bix and 22-year-old Benjamin McIntyre, both of Hopkins, and 18-year-old Crystal Ulrich of Lakeview, Iowa. Bix graduated from Southwestern Community College in Creston, where Ulrich was a freshman volleyball player. News time is 7:08.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in New Hampshire asking, would you rather pay for this Android-powered phone or get it free?
Get it for free.
Okay, well, you're right. And because right now, down at U.S. Cellular, you can switch and get any phone free.
That's good times, free phone.
Yeah, whether you talk, text, or surf, they've got the phone for you, and they're going to waive the activation fee.
Good to know. Well, I mean, my phone's so old, it has rotary dial.
Now at U.S. Cellular, switch and get any phone free in select markets, including the Android-powered HTC Desire. You'll enjoy the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail and rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Data plan and new two-year agreement required. While supplies last, other restrictions apply and vary by phone.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready to make the switch to U.S. Cellular and their award-winning customer service? Stop in and see us at Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In Southwest Iowa news this morning, authorities in Page County say a Shenandoah man was arrested Sunday on a burglary charge following an investigation into an incident which occurred over the weekend. According to Shenandoah Police, 22-year-old Jonathan Million was arrested Sunday morning on charges of theft, burglary in the third degree. Million was being held in the Page County Jail in Clarinda on $2,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs say two persons got away with an undetermined amount of cash following a robbery late Sunday night at a convenience store. Two white men entered the come-and-go store at 154 Bennett Avenue in Council Bluffs just after 11 p.m. and demanded money from the clerk. The men, armed with a baseball bat and a mechanic's hammer, were said to have been in their 20s. The clerk was not injured. One of the suspects wore a black coat, blue jeans, white tennis shoes, and a black ski mask. He's about 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighed about 200 pounds. The second suspect was also wearing a black coat and blue jeans. He wore black shoes and had a black bandana covering his face. He was said to be about 5 feet 11 inches tall, about 170 pounds. The case remains under investigation, and anyone with information about the robbery is asked to call Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4728. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a Creston woman was arrested Sunday afternoon following a traffic stop on Highway 25. 52-year-old Renee Michelle Scott was driving a 1993 Dodge Dakota pickup when she was pulled over at around 2:30 p.m. for not having plates on the vehicle and having a cracked windshield. Scott was charged with driving while suspended and brought to the Adams County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported after an SUV hit a bridge railing Saturday morning southeast of Coburg. According to the sheriff's report, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call around 8:10 a.m. Saturday about an abandoned vehicle which had collided with a bridge railing on G Avenue, about three-quarters of a mile south of 270th Street. An investigation determined 19-year-old Tasha Treat of Red Oak was driving a 2003 Jeep Liberty north on G Avenue when the SUV left the road and hit the bridge railing, causing $8,000 damage to the Jeep and $3,000 damage to the bridge railing and signs. No charges have been filed as of the weekend. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Saturday that a 16-year-old Atlantic teen was arrested last Thursday night near Elliott. Brandon Dwayne Clark of Atlantic was arrested at about 11:43 p.m. Thursday following a traffic stop at Highway 48 and Kirkwood Avenue near Elliott. The vehicle Clark was in was sought for an alleged incident of an assault that had taken place earlier that evening in Red Oak. Clark was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia following a traffic stop and was transported to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, where he was processed and later released to the custody of a parent. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Red Oak Police, Cass County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors are slated to meet this morning at the courthouse here in Atlantic. During the 9 o'clock session, the board will hear a tourism report from Kenner Baxter with Western Iowa Tourism Council Region 1. They'll also discuss a continuity of government, or COG, plan, which would allow the local government to continue its essential operations should a catastrophic event occur, and a continuity of operations plan, or COOP, which is a federal initiative required by a presidential directive designed to ensure that agencies are able to continue performance of essential functions under a broad range of circumstances. They'll also discuss the future of the county's Public Safety Communications Center, including a potential relocation of the comm center. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Maine asking, would you rather pay for this Android-powered phone or get it free?
Free. Free is always good.
Well, right now, U.S. Cellular has select phones for free.
You got my attention.
And not only that, when you switch, they're going to waive the activation fee. So you like the idea of select phones being free, right?
Oh, yeah, because free is free.
Look at the seagulls up there. They heard the word free. Look at how fast that seagull's going.
Now at U.S. Cellular, switch and get select phones free, like the Android-powered LG Optimus and HTC Desire. You'll enjoy the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone prices after $100 mail and rebates that come with MasterCard debit cards. Data plans and new two-year agreements required. While supplies last, other restrictions apply. And vary by phone.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready to make the switch to U.S. Cellular and their award-winning customer service? Stop in and see us at Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Delmar Jacob Mickles, age 84, of Portsmouth, died Thursday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Delmar Mickles will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Alberta Parker, age 85, of Panora and formerly of Jamaica and the Dawson areas, died Thursday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Alberta Parker's wishes were to be cremated, thus no services are planned. The Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Jeff Allen Quist, aged 34, of Harlan, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jeff Quist will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Terry Buckner, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Terry Buckner are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Dale Fiesel, age 84, of Bridgewater, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dale Fiesel are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Jim Muherder, age 64, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Jim Muherder are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.